This is Earth and Sky. Owen Kelly is a hurricane researcher with NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. He's been using data from a satellite to study the tops of hurricanes.
He's looking at what he calls hot towers. They're high clouds in a hurricane's eyewall that generate a lot of heat while condensing water vapor to form rain. He said the presence of hot towers inside a hurricane means it's likely the hurricane will intensify.
And he said that while hurricanes are now tracked by radar on the ground, the one weather radar in space can teach us how to use those ground radars more effectively.
The ground radar is really good at telling you where it's raining now. And it even has Doppler measurements, so it can give you a sense of how fast things are moving now at the surface. But the question is, we want to know what's going to happen next. Because when the radar first sees the hurricane, it's just coming up along the horizon, and we want to know how bad are the winds going to be when it's going over a city.
Kelly thinks this technique will be useful to meteorologists.
As is often repeated, it's easier to figure out where the hurricane's going to go than it is to figure out how bad it's going to be when it gets there. And this hot tower technique is an attempt to add one more tool in the toolbox for figuring out how bad it'll be when it gets there.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.